Fraser Coast. I'm Dusty Lindeberg, your host. And today I'm in the building that's the Holistic Healing Centre at Torquay, which is 666?
399.
Oh, 399. You know, I knew it was multiples of three. 399 Esplanade here at Torquay. And I'm in the little shop, which you may have seen. Hopefully you've noticed it, next door to, we're in the same space as the front room, and I'm here with Marnie. How are you going, Marnie?
Hi, how are you?
So Marnie Costa, you're the owner of the little art shop.
That's correct.
Now, can you tell everybody what the philosophy is here and what you're trying to do?
Okay, well, I've been in the Bay for almost 12 years, and I'm mostly a sculptor, but I'm an artist, and I've had a studio here for that long. But there's not a lot of people that actually know that I'm in the Bay. I've had a few exhibitions, and I decided that it's time to just display some of my work and open up a little shop next to this really nice atmosphere, which is the front room with healthy food and really good people at the back, all the ladies all doing all the fantastic healing. And it's just a perfect environment to put some art in. And at the moment, I've got some of Janine's baskets and some of her products in here. That's from the Fair Trading.
Oh, so Janine is a local artist also?
No, she's not, but she does the Fair Trading. So she gets baskets from Madagascar and some cork from Portugal, and all very much to do with some of the ladies from the slave trade that's been saved. And they've got workshops all around the world. And,
fantastic.
Yeah, so she gets some of that products in, so I've got some of that into the shop. And then I also decided to get a few of the local craftspeople that are around, and I've gone to them and asked them to make specific things. For example, I've got Scatter, it's a lady that does these fantastic soft crochets dolls, and they're really nice, they've got really nice character. And her son has sewn me some whales that are exclusive to the shop.
I've seen the whales.
Yeah,
I felt the whales.
Yeah.
They're beautiful plush toys. They're handmade.
Yeah, they're really nice.
But they're beautiful. Just Christmas is coming up, and what a fantastic Christmas
they
gift.
Are. And they've got safety eyes, and they've been really beautifully sewn together, and they're machine washable, and they're super soft, and the insides are good quality stuffing. So
so, but that's just a tiny freckle on the bottom of a cow of how much stuff you've got in here. You've got a lot of different products.
I do have a lot of different products, what I'm basically hoping to do is to make it extremely unique in what is in here in the next 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
As in, you will not find it anywhere else. So I've been in the shop for almost 6 months and haven't had time to go back into the studio, but I've got a mass amount of ideas and things that I've started that I want to go and complete. But the ladies in the back who do the fantastic massage and therapy and crystal healing and clairvoyance and everything, they've decided to sit in the shop for 3 days a week and promote their stuff, and then I can go back to the studio.
Nice.
So at the moment I've gone back and I'm doing all kinds of things like paper mache, some bronze casting. I went to the foundry at Matilda Foundry in Maribor.
Yes.
Sneal is a fantastic man, and he's casting aluminium for me and bronze for me as well.
Wow.
Which will come into the shop. And then the other projects, for example, is I'm doing recycled jewellery, so that'd be fantastic. And then we've got things like, for example, we're making Thai bags, like that one over there. So it's basically just been taking Thais and recycling them into bags. So
Thai. I was thinking
Thais that people have been
wearing. No, I was thinking THAI.
No.
You're talking necktie.
Yeah, so
yes, I've seen those. They're cool.
So the objective is very much to have it very towards vegan in the future.
Yep.
So if a lot of cork, a lot of recycling
and repurposing.
And repurposing, and then a lot of local things like the the local creams that people make, and then people, for example, the lovely people from Eden Farm, mm-hmm. who do the beautiful honey, and they're just in Howard, and they do all organic veggies and things, yes. but they also have oils and creams, and it's all local. Very much try and get it to a local wow. produce. Yeah.
So do you have a website at all where you list
No, I'm going to set up, what I do is I go on Facebook and Instagram, and slowly we will start putting some of the products online.
Great, so I can do some, I'll do a little blog and okay. I'll share links to
Thank
your
you.
Facebook.
Oh, lovely,
And any of your regular suppliers that you've built connection with.
Okay.
I'm more than happy to connect with them and promote them as well.
Oh, that's super nice. Thank you. That's fantastic.
But I think what you're doing is wonderful. But I want to get back to your sculpting.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that you were a sculptor. I'm sorry if you told me that, but I had forgotten. So as soon as you said that, I thought, ghost, pottery wheel. Do you have a pottery wheel?
No, that's the only thing I actually never did. And the reason for that was I really don't like having the pottery dry underneath my nails. It freaks me out.
Yeah, the feeling.
Yeah, so I started when I was at uni. I was actually mastering in painting, and I was going to be a painter. And then there was this fantastic man called Brian O'Dwyer, and he was a lecturer, and he set up a whole room as a foundry. And he taught the lost wax technique, which is the ancient technique of casting things in bronze. And I got completely hooked on that.
Wow.
And that totally changed my direction. So for years, that's all I did, is I worked in the lost wax technique and made sculptures out of bronze.
Yes.
Then I actually went and worked in a foundry for 2 years to try to learn the technique and make bigger works and things like that.
Wow.
Now, when I did, that was in Sydney. And then when I had a bit of enough of that process, I went to marble, and
wow.
I joined a studio in marble that had five very established marble carvers, and they taught me how to carve in marble.
Yes.
So I did that for about 4 years, and just carved marble and granite and learned the whole
process
of that. Then when I moved here about 12 years ago, I went and got a shed next to Chris, who did the whale tail.
Yes.
The stainless
yes.
steel. Yeah, and went from there and learned some
wow.
welding, and uh-huh. went through the process of making stainless steel sculptures and abstract sculptures. And and then after I just had enough of having a lot of very intense metals to work with, because when you're angle grinding metal, or you're angle grinding any of these materials, it's all going into your lungs. I mean,
yes.
it doesn't matter how much you try and be safe, it's very detrimental towards your health. And so I decided to give that all up and go towards paper mache.
Yeah.
So then I started working very much in monster clay, paper mache, magic sculpt, things like that, and bringing natural materials into my work.
Yeah.
Because what's going to happen very soon in the next 5 years is everything will be able to be scanned and printed.
Yes.
So any of my bronze sculptures will be perfectly scanned and perfectly copied. And as a sculptor, there's a lot of people who can now go online, and if they know how to use CAD programs, they can design sculptures on computer and then print them out.
Yeah.
So what happened is I've decided, okay, well, to make it so I maybe still have a job in about 10
yeah.
years' time, I'm going to very much go with the natural products, master polymer clay, master paper mache, and bring natural materials into the sculptures so that they stay unique and original and
yeah.
cannot be copied.
Wow, that's fantastic. Yeah. There's a lot of intelligent planning and, you know, future direction where you're going, and
yeah.
it's really, you know, you walk into these little shops
yeah.
and it's, you're not just a small business person, you're not just an artist, it's you're an entrepreneur, and, you know, but you're a mum.
Yes, well, that's the thing.
Yeah.
My priorities up to this point has been children and animals first.
Yeah.
And I've got another 5 years of,
yeah.
of that. So slowly getting towards building a little business. And then from there, yeah, I've got, I'm I'm a attention deficiency disorder person, so I've got 2,000 things in my head.
Yeah.
You know, some of them I've been building up for 10, 20 years that's still going and will last another 20 years to finish up as projects. So as far as I'm concerned, my artistic career hasn't really started yet.
Yeah, wow.
Because, it's not been my priority, so.
And picking such heavy materials to work with, have you found, like, are you talking about your breathing and your lungs, but has it also taken a lot of physical strength to work with those materials?
I used to take the, which is now illegal, the big angle grinders and have a diamond edge on that, and then I would hone into these marble blocks and carve, and I look at it now and just go, there's no way I'm going to be doing that still.
Yeah.
But in saying that, it is a job that takes a lot of physical labor, or used to. So yeah, you have to stay healthy. But more than that, my objective at the moment is it's body, mind and spirit, and my health's the most important thing, because I want to have a long life, because I've got many ideas I want to realize. And so priority number one is to stay healthy, so I can go and realize my ideas and at least have another 40 years of sculpture or art in front of me.
That's fantastic.
Because that's my passion.
So we're with Marnie in her shop called The Little Art Shop.
Correct.
So easy to find. It's there's a ramp up here. It's a little bit of a steep ramp, but you can push a wheelchair up if you've got a good pusher. And so it's fairly accessible and air conditioned, and just a beautiful space. And now we know so much more. How could you come to the front room and not come in here, honestly? So please think of Marnie's little shop for when it, little art shop when it comes to Christmas time, Marnie.
Fantastic, thank you very much.
Thanks so much. We'll catch up with you again.
Wonderful, thank you. Ba-da, 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 ba-da. Da 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 da